I'm anxious to move into these conversations. So let's talk, first off, let's talk, make sure they have the right equipment. So let's talk about communication equipment for a little bit, Dan, and what should they have in place and how can they improve that?
Sure. And you're right. I want to get into it too, but this is a necessary step. And in terms of setting the stage for success, take a look at your telephone equipment. Take a listen to your telephone equipment. And telephone companies will help you with this because they're interested in adding more lines if you need them. But what we want to do is make sure that the lines of communication are wide open to your practice.
See, the telephone company will actually do a survey that tells you how many times somebody calls in a day and gets a busy signal, for example. Now, we need to eliminate that. I mean, you've spent your budget this month to make the phone ring. And people are in a hurry. People have a lot to do. They get a busy signal. They're going to call somebody else or not call anyone at all. And so they will do that survey for you at no charge. And that would be how many lines you have coming in.
Right. And how long it takes before the call is answered. It's also important to consider what the caller's experience is whenever they call, because we don't have control over when they're going to call. They may call during lunch, before, after hours, during extended absences. So it's very important to understand that. And to evaluate what happens when somebody calls after hours. Do you have an answering service? If you do, when's the last time you evaluated it? Because we're hard pressed to find an answering service that delivers consistent quality. We're working on that. There are some interesting alternatives, including a virtual assistant that we'll be sharing with you much more detail in a future webinar. But in general, you want to put yourself in the shoes and ears of people that are trying to reach you throughout the day.
And today with electronics, it's so easy because something as simple as call forwarding, they can always answer your phone. You know, I'm always amazed when I call the phone company or a computer company and I'm speaking to somebody with, and I ask them where they are in the world. And I'm always amazed. I'm in Bangalore or I'm in Eastern Europe someplace. And I don't want that. I don't want that in a dental office, but I'm just amazed how seamlessly that can take place. But if you call me at any time, on my home number, you basically, if I'm gone, which I'm very often gone, you immediately get me on my cell phone. It's a very simple thing to do. And you can do this in your dental office as well. So when you're out to lunch, for example, someone can carry the office cell phone with them and you can answer the phone just as though you were in the office. And today on days off, with the same thing, with go to my PC, any of these software programs that integrate, you can have access to your office computer, can make appointments, and you perform just as though you're in the office. You never mention that you're not in the office. You just answer the phone in your normal way.
Yeah, it's really a new wonderful world that's opened up with technology. It's not 100%, and you need to use it and have backup systems. You need to use it properly. But as Bill said, it gives you a lot of flexibility, and if you're part of your identity is that you're there for your patients, then you really do want to be there for them, which could mean forwarding your call so that you're available 24/7. And if you choose not to do that, then make sure that the outgoing messages on your voicemail are correctly constructed, not too long, that the phone doesn't take too long to pick up. I mean, if it's after hours, why should the phone ring more than once at all? Why ask people to wait? On the website, you will see a number of scripts that we recommend for you to use with your outgoing messages as a function of when people call, whether it's during office hours. We're hoping that during office hours, they don't have to get a voicemail. So in many cases, these are backup systems so that something happens under, you know, worst case scenario. But we do invite you to take a close look at those.
And make sure they're up to date. Don't leave a message that is we're closed for Christmas and now it's July.
Yeah, I often call offices and they say, hello, today is April 12th and we're doing this or that. I feel sorry for that person. I applaud them for being consistent, but that's a lot of work and we want to simplify procedures because when they're simplified, they're more likely to be adhered to. So we really recommend that you not use a date, just have a system that is a message that is time independent. And likewise with your on-hold messages. Now, a lot of practices have on-hold messages. Many don't. If you don't have one, respectfully, get one.